BBC Radio Sheffield.
Disabled people in South Yorkshire at risk of becoming prisoners in their own home. That is a stark warning from a local charity who say people are being left in limbo over changes to funding for their vital care needs. It's the Independent Living Fund which we're talking about here. This helps disabled people to live at home by giving them money so they can pay for their own carers. The fund at the moment is managed by the government but will pass into local authority control from July. Well, Helen Johnson is from Tick Hill and in Doncaster. She's got cerebral palsy. She uses a wheelchair and she currently gets funding for 60 hours of care a week.
I'll take you into Helen's bedroom first. Right, hang on. As you can see, she's got a bed that tilts and does all that it needs to do. Hoist.
My name's Helen's Mary Johnson and I'm Helen's mum.
This is Helen's bathroom. That's hoisted again so that...
My name's Helen Johnson. I'm from Tick Hill near Doncaster. Personal assistance just enables me to have a life of my own. I'm 43 now. I don't want to be... No disrespect to my mum, but I don't want to be relying on my mum all the time. And I want to be able to go out and meet other people my age and just have a bit of a life, basically. Because as well as doing the personal side of the work, there's also the social side. So I like getting out and about. I like going shopping. I like going to concerts. I love comedy. Anything that anybody else would want to do, I should have the right to do it. And if this money goes, then I won't have that choice. I'll just be stuck.
At the moment, that's the kitchen now. She can actually only get to the kitchen up to here. Helen loves to cook, bake.
It makes me feel very angry, actually. Very angry. I just feel like we're not being listened to because you're not helping me. You're making my life worse, my mum's life worse, because we just won't have the care there. And I'm not willing to go into care. Why should I? There's no reason for it. Yeah, I'm sat down, I've got other issues as well, and I live with pain every day as well now. But I still want to contribute to society. When I'm feeling well, I used to do a bit of voluntary work. Just being part of life, really, and to be able to have this life.
So she has to come here, sit here with a tray on, and Janine will pass things and...
The ILF actually works. It does what it says, so I can't understand why they wanted to get rid of it, really, in the first place.
And how does it make you feel towards the people that are taking these decisions?
They want to try living like we live. That's all I can say.
What do you think they'd learn?
How hard it is. You know, it's very hard.
That's Helen Johnson and her mum Mary at their home in Tick Hill in Doncaster there. So Doncaster Council say they've started the process of reassessing claimants and there may be no change in funding or services for some people. They say they will make sure that people in Doncaster continue to receive the, quote, best possible value for money services. So let's speak to Kate Whittaker, who's with us now, a trustee at the charity Disability Sheffield. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We've heard how the Independent Living Fund, the ILF, how it works. It helps people have this amount of money so they can pick their own care. This is going from government control to local authority control. So what does that mean for the real people, for the people that use it?
Well, when the government say that it's moving to local authority control, actually, the Independent Living Fund is a system, a particular system of providing extra support. It combines with social services funding, but it provides extra help for this much smaller group of disabled people who've got the highest support needs, because those people are known to be at particular risks of not being able to live independently, not being able to live ordinary lives. And so what's actually happening is the government are getting rid of that system completely. And so there will still be some help available from social services. But the way that help has always worked is it focuses on very basic needs. And the particular problem with getting rid of the system right now is that councils have had absolutely huge cuts to their funding. And so nationally, councils have lost almost a quarter of their funding, but some councils have lost a lot more than others. And in Sheffield, that means that they've lost 40% of their funding. And so that's since 2010, £238 million have been cut from Sheffield's budget.
Is there a worry that by getting rid of the whole system and then by saying the council will get a certain amount of money to make up for it, that this is another hidden cut?
Well, it's a very obvious cut because the ILF money in Sheffield will probably equate to about £2 million, but that's just for 1 year and it's not ring-fenced. It doesn't have to be spent on disabled people. And meanwhile, this huge hole has opened up in social services funding of hundreds of millions. And so without the system to protect the people with the highest support needs, they will be dropped into this massive hole that has opened up. And so it's very difficult for councils to actually do anything to continue providing that support.
So what do you see happening to people like Helen and her mum Mary there, who we heard from? Do you think they'll no longer be able to stay in their home and be cared for there? They'll have to go into residential care?
Well, that's certainly the worry, because before ILF was set up, people with high support needs, be it physical needs or people with learning disabilities who just need a high level of support, were living in institutions because, on the face of it, that's a cheap way of keeping people alive, clean and fed. But that's it. You know, it's a situation where, you know, people can't get out and about. They actually have to wait to be taken to the toilet. It's really extreme. I mean, it sounds Victorian, but this is what we're going back to because of the extent of the cuts that people will be catapulted into if they lose this vital system that works. And just one more thing to mention about it is... It's incredibly cost effective. So a really relatively small amount of money, just a couple of million in Sheffield, but it really, really works. And the running costs are incredibly low, something like 3%, which is nothing compared with the costs of traditional services.
OK, Kate Whittaker, thank you, from the charity Disability Sheffield. We've contacted the Department for Works and Pensions on this. They said they're unable to speak to us this morning, but they've sent this statement. They say changes to social care have called into question having a separate funding stream through ILF, especially since the vast majority of disabled people with care needs are already looked after through the adult social care system. They go on to say that that's why we are transferring more than £260 million of the ILF's budget to local authorities to ensure disabled people get the targeted support they need to live independent lives.